goes out to those who's going through something right now. Don't know which way to turn. Yeah, sleepless nights, crying all night long.
That is the perfect follow-up to the song More Than Friends. It's the Group Fire with Fix It, brand new in the Ham Camp. We're KAYTKQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long, and we're going around the globe at www.kaytfm.com. Good morning on this Tuesday. We're beginning the month of June. Summer is really right around the corner. We've officially not started summer yet. That won't come until the 21st or something like that. But in any event, summer activities are in full effect. School is out for the most part. And so people are actually starting school again. As a matter of fact, I am starting my educational journey, or restarting an educational journey, I should say. All right. You know something, when you run into temptation, just know one thing, that there are difficult things for other people too. So you're not alone. And there is no temptation that can overtake you, because God is there. He'll provide an escape if you want to escape. And that's the good news. That's what I love about him so much. I also love the way you guys are doing Bible Jeopardy, all right? Today's category is called Name the Book. In which book of the Bible do we read, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine? Is that in Psalms, Hebrews, Song of Solomon, or in Galatians? I'm at 318-484-2500 or toll-free, 1-877-464-2500. In which book of the Bible do we read, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine? Is it in Psalms, Hebrews, Song of Solomon, or Galatians? I'm waiting for you to respond. Go ahead, get on the phone with me. We're going to take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church, but we'll be back with much more music and much more fun right here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Certainly at this present hour. Thank you, Bishop Smith, for partnering with us in this, and Sean's endeavor, your ushers and your church, and your facility. We are grateful. Secondly, I'm grateful of our relationship as preacher, pastor, teachers.
I know.
We certainly have a rich relationship with one another.
Amen.
And that's how it should be.
Amen.
We preachers ought to be able to commune together.
Amen.
To this family, let me break it down my way. To my family.
That's all right, yeah. That's it. Don't you worry.
Break it down my way. My family. I love you. Always try to give someone flowers while they can smell them.
That's right, Doc. That's right.
So you don't have to try to qualify your love.
Talk to them. Talk to them. That's right.
Give flowers to those that you love.
That's it.
While they can still
smell
them and feel them and caress them. So you don't have to try to qualify how much you honestly love them. And to this, it's three families here, and because if I don't use it right, I believe Sean would be able to get upset.
That's all right, man. That's all right.
To the Williams family, to the Jubert family, and to the Joubert family.
That's it.
If I called Sean Jubert, he would shake my hand one way. But if I said Joubert, he would shake my hand a whole different way. And he loved his family.
Lord Jubert.
As I was telling Sister Diane, I believe Sean could have been on the silver screen. I believe if Tyler Perry would have made his way to Alexandria. I believe if he would have ran into Sean, he'd have took Sean back to Atlanta. Rev, you know Rev, I'm just, I'll be there next Sunday, Rev. I love you, Rev. He and I had a special relationship. Now, you didn't see us together all the time, didn't see that. But boy, when we would come together, you know that was some feelings between he and myself. And I just thank God for that, giving me the opportunity for him to impact my life. And I'm praying that you are glad that God gave him the opportunity to impact your life. Sister Usher, can I get just a bottle of just tap water, if you don't mind, my dear?
Yes, sir.
Now, y'all got to understand, I'm trying to cruise back into cruise area. But I've been kind of knocked down a little bit, but God is still able. As long as it's hot, look like it's kind of cold. Yes, ma'am, straight out the, y'all know what I'm trying to say, y'all help me out. Pleasant reading, understand me. When I say y'all help me out, they already know. But Sister Diane, if there was a mother's love, we could write your name on the wall. If a mother want to be a mother, Sister Diane, driver, confident, up and down the road. But she said one thing at the hospital that grabbed my brain. She says, Rev, I'm just glad God gave me the years. No matter what happens between this waiting room and the ICU room.
Go ahead, my brother.
Irregardless of, thank you so greatly. No matter what happens, I am so grateful of the years that God has given him to me. What are the most profound statements a mother could make in the hour in which she was dealt with, was thanking God, not cursing God.
My God, say that.
Thanking God.
My Lord, that's right. That's it.
For the years that he gave them together.
That's right, bro. Amen. That's it.
So commendable. Let's get to the word. Y'all ready? Let's
yes,
get to
sir.
Preaching time. It's preaching time. Psalm 32, Psalm 33. We're going to take a little bit out of 32 and 33. Psalm 32, verse 1. We're going to read that one verse. Then we're going to go to Psalm 33, and we may read up to four verses. Don't know if we're going to expository all of that, but that's at least where we're going to stop. Psalm 32, the 32nd number of Psalm. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
My God.
33. Psalm 33, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings.
My God.
Sing unto him a
new song.
New song. Play skillfully with a loud noise.
My God.
For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Let's just talk a little bit here on today. Let's talk about rejoice. Rejoice.
Yes, sir. Rejoice.
Remember. Rejoice. Satan. Let me regress. Rejoice means simply to go back and get what you lost.
My Lord, say that. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's good.
If anybody in the house has lost their joy,
I go. Say that now.
God knows how to recreate
my Lord.
What you think you had lost.
Lord Jesus.
And God makes it affordable for you to go back and retrieve what you think that you had once lost.
My God. Say that, that's strong.
Anybody in here can say, Rev, I've had to rejoice a few times in my life. I thought I had lost something, but come to find out, I didn't lose anything.
That's right.
But when I regained it and I found it, all I could do was rejoice.
That's it.
That which I loved the most, I lost. But when I found it, I had some pep in my step.
Go ahead on.
I had a holy dance in my feet. I had some jumping and some clapping. I had some shouting going on because I am rejoiceful because I have found what I lost.
That's it.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not the only one in here.
Oh, no, Doc.
Kissing around today is a rejoicing. Rev, how can you get a rejoice out of all what is going?